A loud rumble of agreements echoed around Great Hall. The abbess held up a pause placatingly until silence fell.
Please, friends, I know it looks as though I'm teasing you, but honestly, I'm not. All I can say is this. We are going to be visited tomorrow by friends, some old and others new to us. The reason why I can tell you no more is simply because gossip travels, and I do not want the surprise spoiled for a very dear friend who shall remain nameless for the moment. So I appeal to you as Redwallers. Do your jobs well and silently, and I know you will be rewarded by a sight such as Redwall has never seen, the visitation of a great creature to our abbey. I'm sorry, but that is all I can say for the present.
Sister Wythe banged the table so hard that every beast jumped.
Well, that will do me fine. Your word is good enough for me, Mother Abbess, and I'm sure I speak for all Redwallers.
Every beast hurried to agree.
Aye, my lips are sealed.
Say no more, ma'am. Nod's as good as a wink to me.
You can trust us, ma'am. Or...
Right, let's get to it.
Aye, what do we all stand about like apples in an oven for? Come on, Redwallers. Stir your stumps.
That day and the following night, Redwall became a hive of activity. Flower gardeners staggered in under masses of blooms and blossoms, delivering them to mouse and mould maids appointed as table decorators. Otters performed acrobatic feats alongside squirrels, garlanding high wall and window ledges with streamers, lanterns, flowers and flags. Crisp white table linen was unfolded and aired, embroiderers working on linen serviettes and placemats. Fresh-dyed rush carpeting was spread on the twice-swept stone floors. Beeswax candles were trimmed and stuck in spike sconces, standing on a wide shelf in the kitchens. Friar Bunfold directed cooking operations, calling out in his high squeaky voice as he kept a professional eye on all.
Bring more firewood! I need those ovens hotter than hot!
Cooks called aloud to him as they worked.
Will this be enough wild cherries and almonds for the slices?
No, bring two bowls more. Nothing worse than skimmed cherry and almond slices. You moles there, make sure you lift that little one out of the deep bowl before you put in your deeper and ever pie mixture. We don't want a small mole baked in a pie.
I don't mind, sir. I'd be warmed and fed at the same time.
Come out there, Puckle, and stop scoffing pastry.
Big fruit cake's about ready for the oven, Friar.
Right-ho, Myrtle. Start mixing strawberries in with the meadow cream. Not too many now. It's got to be pink, not red.
Water shrimps and fresh button mushrooms, Friar. Otter Twins just brought them in. Where do you want them?
All right. Take them to Hartwood and tell him not to let that Hartwood pepper get near my hazelnut scones.
I heard you, Bunfold. The Hartwood's going nowhere near your scones. Tell that squirrel to keep his honey away from my soup.
Brush tip. Did you hear Hartwood? Mind what you're doing with that honey. Put plenty in the scone mixture. Oh, well done. That's a nice lattice tart cover. Nothing prettier than a blackberry and pear tart with a good crisscross lattice of pastry on it. Open the top ovens. I can smell that bread. It's ready.
Friar, will you tell Brother Frimble that the cream's supposed to be pipe onto woodland trifling swirls, not blobs?
Oh, stop fussing. Do it in swirls with blobs in between. Don't slice those candied chestnuts so thin. I'd like to see a fruitcake with chestnuts in big lumps on top. Holds the maple syrup glaze better.